You're listening to Racing Pulse. Mick Price, who celebrated a birthday recently, has the very fickle fifth position running in the Pakenham Cup, and Mick's been kind enough to join me. G'day, Mick.
Hey, Matt. How are you, mate?
I'm good. He's a funny horse who, when he gets the right sort of run, he can win, but he needs the right sort of circumstance, fifth position, doesn't he?
Exactly. Yeah, look, we've taken a little bit to work him out. We sort of had to work out the training of him first and then the race day. He's definitely a horse that needs to be smothered up, and you've sort of got to get him to think that he's doing no work and put him to sleep. This is his first try at the 2500 since we've had him, but I think he'd been placed overseas when he was a young horse over a journey. So, look, I think he'll get it. I don't think it's the strongest edition of a Pakenham Cup, so I think from barrier four, you probably get three or four go forward, and they'll string out a little bit so we can bury him and just produce late and he gets 2,500. I think he should be all right. The track's off six at the moment, I see. And I did speak to Stokesy during the week and said, what do you think if it went to a good four? He reckons that it is the best track, the best Kaikuyu surface for not being too firm. So he's definitely running. And, look, if you're a believer, I'm not going to talk you out of it. But he's a tricky horse to be putting wins together, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's as you say, like the big track and the distance and the barrier buckets shouldn't have too much of trouble burying him away for a fair bit of it. I was talking to Ethan Brown earlier, Mick, and he echoed what Stokesy told you about it's such a great cushiony track that regardless of even if it's a good three, it's still going to be cushiony, and that should certainly help a horse like fifth position. You've also got Corkscrew and Sunfall running tomorrow. What's your thoughts on those?
Oh, look, they're nice, neat little chances. Corkscrew will go right. He'd be a nice D. Oliver type ride. He'll be smothered up there without getting too far back. And Sunfall first up should go good. He's got form on bad ground, but he's probably not ideally suited on bad ground. So I think for a summer prep, probably Imperial Lad and Pel d'Oro put the race on. We'll balance up and work home. He'll charge at him late, whether he can pick him up or not, but he'll run in the money somewhere for sure. They're both nice chances, but fifth position would be good if he could stick his head out for sure.
All right. Hey, just a quick one. There's a lot of noise about at the moment, particularly coming from Race Victoria, about this. All this talk about pushing the carnival back is gaining a lot of momentum, and there's even a radical jungle drum about repositioning the Cox Plate after the Zipping Classic. I kid you not. And I'm looking at the way things are at the moment with the way the Spring Carnival concludes and then it moves to these country cups in these major outer suburban growth areas like Pakenham, Cranbourne, Ballarat, and then we move into picnics and Christmas and so on. Do you feel that there's justification for putting the carnival back? And if it does, what impact do you think it would have on the Pakenham Cup standalones of this world and so on?
I don't see it's not going to affect the Pakenham Cup. You could probably put the Pakenham Cup in a lot of different places. It's, you know, it's a country cup. There's a lot of country cups in this state, but I think that you need to factor in all these dreamy discussions that the VRC won't be moving there 4 days.
So how do you yeah, exactly. If everything doesn't move, how do you move some of it?
Exactly. And I don't know what that talk is. I'm not sure, but people seem to have nothing to do, so they dream on about and bang on about all this stuff. But I don't know. I haven't put too much time and effort into it, but VRC won't be moving.
Absolutely. Good luck with pulling a magic trick tomorrow on Saturday with fifth position.
Good on you, Matt.
Mick Price.